they break. Some men they break the chains away and only save themselves. I have seen both kinds, about to live with you. So kill yourself and get going. Sick of all these narcissistic pseudo-intellectuals that are doubting on me. Touting what man's become. Touting what man's become.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Jamai Vu. It's the witching hour. We're feeling a little bit spooky tonight. I have in the studio with me my dear friend Neva. How are you doing? As always. Wait, hold on. Try now. Okay. I'll figure it out later. This is my second show, bear with me. you will hear from Neva, okay. I'm very tired right now. Also not really feeling it. I don't want to say it on air, but anyways. We have some spooky tunes coming up tonight in honor of Halloween. So expect some witch house, some dark EDM. As always, thank you all for listening. I'm Nathan, your host, and we'll get right into it. First up, we have King Night by Salem. We'll be right back. All right. What an incredible first track. I love that song. I've been listening to kind of stuff all week. It's been my study playlist, honestly. Update, we finally got Neva's mic working. How are you doing, Neva? You just sneezed?
Hello? Oh, it's
Hello.
Working.
Oh, hi. Hi. That was my bad. How are you doing, Neva?
I'm okay. I have decided to stay up all night so that I can make my 9:30 class tomorrow.
I've decided to stay up all night so I can host the world's most scuffed radio show. Again, that brings me to my point. I should say, this is W, this is Jamai Vu, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm glad we got that out of the way. We have some more spooky tunes coming up. I'm just going to let them play because I don't know if I really feel like talking right now. What about you, Neva?
I don't know. You could talk about the leprechaun.
Oh, the leprechaun? Mm-hmm. The leprechaun in this 24-hour 7-Eleven.
Yes.
Me and this leprechaun are on a bro-nod basis. Actually, we're more on a bro-nod basis. We are friends. This is a mythical, really, truly mystical guy.
Of the Davis Square characters, if you will.
For sure. If you ever find yourself in Davis Square, don't go to the 7-Eleven, like, right next to JP Licks. Go to the 24-hour one just on the street. Go in the witching hours, you know, the wee hours of the night. I think anywhere from like 11 p.m. to like 4, he's always there. He's the sweetest guy.
He has a very bright orange hair and beard.
And he also keeps a pot of gold behind the counter.
Yeah, in the back room.
We saw him tonight. It was awesome. Okay, coming right up, we have Illest Alive by Clams Casino.
You will go like a killer.
Oh my god, so sorry. When we said world's most scuffed radio show, we meant it. Up next, we have Pansy by Crimes. I just want to say the word witching hour again. But we're keeping this playlist spooky. Here we go. Again, sorry about that, y'all.
Magic, fuckin' through new pageant. Put yourself on place, looking at the ice. say you gotta go. Cookie runs and goes on your cities and you do the fall. Say you gotta go. Say you gotta go. Cookie runs and goes on your cities and you do the fall. Say you gotta go. Say you gotta go. Cookie runs and goes on your cities and you do the fall. Say you say. Cocaine residues, till you see.
That was Hydrocodone by Black Cray. Absolute cloud rap classic. Highly recommend that album, Crack Clouds Over Art's Kitchen. You can probably find it on Spotify. I mean, not on Spotify, on SoundCloud. I don't think it's on Spotify, but I listened to it on YouTube initially. Going to our next song, you know what time it is. We're talking about Nazguls. We're talking about Wicker Men. We're talking about Sigils in the Woods. Curse back and all that shit. You know what time it is. It's time for Cemetery. That was, again, that was the Wagoner.
I just want to say I am wearing my True Religion jeans right now.
The Truey jeans. Something you should know about us. Me and Neva, we are Truey fiends, okay? We chief every day.
What? Is it time for a PSA?
Yes, actually. Do you want to read it out?
I will.
This one's a little bit meta, talking about chiefing.
Under new federal law, tobacco manufacturers can no longer make cigarettes labeled or advertised as light, low, or mild. Many smokers mistakenly believe that these products cause fewer health problems than other cigarettes. Put out the myth. No matter what they look, smell, or taste like, all cigarettes are harmful to your health. There is no such thing as a safe cigarette. Quit today. For help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit www.smokefree.gov.
That is absolute facts. Please do not smoke. It will ruin
smoking
your life.
Smoking is terrible.
Yeah. Do you have anything to say about smoking, Neva?
It ruins your life, and never date a smoker because they will also ruin your life. I can say from personal experience.
That is absolute truth. You are spitting facts. Do not smoke. Okay, coming up, we have Char by Crystal Castles. Car? Char?
Char.
Char. Okay. Here we go. Hello, hello. Coming up next, we got Still Going by Crimes. I do love Crimes. Okay, coming up next, we got that rare Crystal Castles. Up next, we have Kept. Neva, what's your opinion on Crystal Castles?
I love Crystal Castles.
Crystal Castles is really, like, the greatest ever to ever do it. Do you
I
agree?
I did an assignment in class where I played a Crystal Castle song in front of everyone, and it was really embarrassing.
I think that's actually awesome, though. I think that's kind of epic. I think
everyone was playing, like, some Harry Styles and shit, and then I pull up with my Crystal Castles.
Well, that's really cool, isn't it? Crystal Castles. Okay, without further ado, the song is actually removed by Ethan Kath. It's hard to... I had to, like, go on YouTube and,
I
like...
I love Crystal Castles, but I don't know how to feel about those allegations.
Honestly, you know, I believe Alice Glass.
Yeah. Support the art, not the artist.
No, Crystal Castles is fire.
How do you feel about Alice Glass's solo work?
Oh, I kind of love it. I think she's kind of awesome.
I honestly like some of it. I don't like all of it, though.
I honestly think, like, I do believe her.
Also, like, the album that Ethan Kath released with a different vocalist, that album was actually so good, unfortunately.
Yeah, with Edith. Yeah. This one's sung by Edith, actually. Mm. Like, Edith's the vocalist on this one, which is honestly, like, why I love it.
Yeah, so, like, I feel like the thing that made Crystal Castles was not exactly Alice Glass. Like,
yeah.
Her solo work is a lot more poppy, honestly.
No, I do agree with that. I do think, though, like, whatever about... This is kind of a contentious, like, topic here. Crystal Castles lore. But, yeah. Anyways, we're not going to really delve into that. There's too much there. We're just going to play this song. Kept by Crystal Castles coming right up. Thank you. That was Kept by Crystal Castles. Honestly, dude, this was like my senior year song, bro. I would be walking through the hallways. You know that clip of like Patrick Bateman from like American Psycho when he has like the headphones on, he's walking really fast through his office? That would be me in senior year listening to Kept, and I would try to walk to the beat, so I'd be always walking way too fast than I probably should have. I mean, our campus was pretty big. It took like 10 minutes, like not 10 minutes, like maybe 5 minutes to get to like one end to the other. But that song was perfect for that. Coming up next, you know, we got to turn up for Grave, man. We got World's an F. I don't think I can swear on here, but that's the title. Here we go. That was World's an F, again I can't swear, by Cemetery. It samples When You Sleep by My Bloody Valentine. Amazing song. When I look at you, I don't know what's real. You should check that out. Neve and I want to talk about Cemetery actually for a little bit here, about them touring with Grey Day. How do we feel about that, Neve?
Well, I went to Grey Day last year because, I don't know, I got into Suicide Boys like a while ago,
mm-hmm.
and also I wanted to see Knocked Loose, which is like a hardcore, also they're kind of pop punk hardcore, and they were pretty good. And I've talked to like, there's like the mainstream Suicide Boys fans, and they always complain about the openers for Suicide Boys, because Suicide Boys, what they do for Grey Day is they bring in like more up and coming artists and like more alternative genres to bring, because like they came from nothing, so you know, they respect that. And all these, like, mainstream-ass Suicide Boy, like, TikTok-ass fuck Sorry. I can't swear. They always be complaining about that. They're like, oh yeah, this like shitty metal band opened. This really bad metal band
opened. Oh no, can we have Neva on the show again?
This really bad metal band opened for Suicide Boys, and it's like, dude, you don't respect, like, what that... You don't respect anything. And I've seen so many videos online of people complaining about Cemetery playing for Grey Day, and it's like, they just... They don't know what it's about, you know? And if you really listen to it, Cemetery is honestly very similar to Suicide Boys. People just like Suicide Boys because they're popular.
No, I definitely feel that. I, honestly, I don't know if I have a stake in this game. I will say, I don't know what this means for, like, the future of Haunted Mound, because honestly, let's be real, Haunted Mound has gotten, like, kind of corny.
Yeah, there's also the fan base of Haunted Mound is very Reddity, like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fan base is definitely a little
They stalked weird. Ghost Mountain. They actually stalked Ghost Mountain. Like, they set up like a little like interview with him, asking because he's doing film school right now, mm-hmm. and like he completely like stepped away from all that. But this guy, like, completely creepy, like asked up like an interview with him and like posted like pictures of like his sister, which is honestly so screwed up.
That's
like,
so weird.
Get offline. You're terminally online. Please, so, please don't do that. Just be a normal person.
In conclusion, not to say that Cemetery fans were good to begin with.
Oh,
but
no.
After
they're all
kind of
stinky.
After touring on Grey Day, I really am curious to see what's going to happen to their fan base and what's going to happen to Haunted Mound.
It's huge.
General.
Grey Day is huge. I will say, I think...
It was like $400 or something pit tickets or something.
And it's like a whole stadium. Like, they're playing stadiums now, which is like kind of crazy. Like, you think like 2 years ago, they were like releasing like stuff on Bandcamp and like just YouTube. Honestly, the stuff on Bandcamp and YouTube, like old like Cemetery with Ghost Mountain, that stuff, I always die on this hill, dude. That stuff is the best. Mm-hmm. When they're talking about like, because I feel like Cemetery just like raps about like drugs and like hydrocodone and like screwing people. But I feel like when like he was like rapping about like magic in the woods and like weird mystical creatures, that's like real Cemetery. That's you're getting into like the witch house, you're getting into like all like the weird stuff in his mind, honestly. Mm-hmm. Which I love it so much, which is why we've been playing that. Coming up next, do you have anything more to say?
No.
Okay, without further ado, coming up next we have a remix of Airbnb Sonnet by Club Eat. The original artist is The Help. I think they're awesome. Here we go.
Show me your heart.
Again, that was Airbnb Sonnet, remixed by Club Eat, original artist The Help. I think for the last part of the show, I think we should really get into, like, you know, that real witch house. It's the witching hour. I cannot stop saying that word. I've been up for too long. It's like, I woke up before 10 a.m. and if you know me, that's like rare Nathan consciousness moment before 1 p.m. So I do feel like I definitely need to get some sleep, but honestly, that beat is so incredible. It's keeping me up. So coming up next, we have I Hate You by Black Krae. This is from, like, he released this, like, Witch House EP called Back to the Witch House, which is awesome. I just got into it, like, this week. It is sick. So we're gonna play right now. Again, that was I Hate You by Black Krae. Awesome song. Listen to the full EP. It's great. It's like nothing, like, I don't feel like he, like, released anything like that before, which is why I like it so much. You know what we're listening to next? We gotta end on Cemetery, because it is Halloween weekend coming up. I don't know why I've been thinking about Cemetery a lot. So, from 100 Acre Wrist, we have Nazgul.
DJ Sorrow. 100 acres.
DJ Sorrow. Laughing through the pain. My skull.
Alright, that's the end of our show. Thank you all for tuning to Jamais Vu. I swear by the old gods and the new that we will remain professional next time. But, yes.
I just want to sincerely apologize for my use of profane language. I have learned my lessons, and I will never again.
Honestly, though, I'm, like, kind of proud of this playlist. I was, like, cooking it up in my head for, like, a few days.